everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carla.
This is our Christmas episode.
It is.
Our first Christmas episode.
Our first ever.
Correct.
So Merry Christmas to everybody.
Just a little shout out to those who are faithful and have been faithful listeners.
Oh, my word.
Okay. So
that's
many.
That's a bit much. I think we have, well, I know I added a friend this week, so I think we have 13 listeners now.
I'm happy with that number.
I'm okay with that because really we just do this for ourselves anyway.
We really do. It's self-serving. It is very self-serving.
So what are we doing together today, which is kind of unusual since our schedules are so busy?
Well, we've had this on the calendar for quite a while because your mom's in town. So yes. We want to make sure that we got together and made your nut bread.
Seed?
Is that right?
Seed
bread.
Seed bread.
We made seed bread this morning. And, well, I already gave you what I ate since 10 o'clock this morning. I had a piece of cake. I had
sugar-free
cake. And then I had several pieces of bread once it was out of the oven, but then also a bowl of soup, a Diet Dr. Pepper, and a glass of water. I've had several things.
But it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, well.
So,
what is my calorie deficit for today? I don't even know what it is.
Let's not talk about it. The day is not over.
So we're going to post a picture on Facebook.
Yes.
I have on a collar, a Christmas collar.
That usually goes on the deer.
It was actually hanging on a dead deer on her wall in her living room. And I said, I'll wear that collar for the photo. And you said,
oh, I have a Santa hat.
So she was wearing a Santa hat. I'm wearing a dead deer's collar, but actually it's a Christmas collar. You just put it on the deer.
Exactly.
You made it.
I did make it.
Yeah, it's festive.
Because I'm crafty.
It's very festive.
Crafty.
And I'd like a little shout out for our black aprons.
Yeah.
I've asked for an apron for Christmas, which I hope comes to fruition.
Oh, well, me too. Now, why are we wearing aprons?
Because we're baking today.
Yes, but have
bread.
You ever worn an apron?
No, and I don't even have an apron.
No.
So I've asked for an apron for Christmas.
That will make you a better baker.
Well, no, that's not what you said. You said if I measure everything, I would be a better baker. But I
measure
don't,
everything by grams.
By grams. I use cups and teaspoons and stuff like that.
I know.
And I'm a good baker.
I know you're a great baker.
But I'm
baker.
Not a good savory person, and I'm learning to be that.
Well, you'll need that counter, the weight.
The scale.
The scale. Thank you.
I have a scale, but I can't see the... Nah, I have to wear my glasses.
Can I get that magnifying glass out? Is it time for that?
It is time for that. It is. So the bread is yummy. We've finished eating for the day. At least
I have.
And I believe I have. We'll see. Oh.
Mama's going after the cake over there.
Good choice, Miss Wanda. Good choice. It's yummy.
It is, especially for sugar-free. And it's keto. It's made with coconut flour.
Because keto is so important to me right now.
That's why I made it, because I knew it was.
Gee, I hope I have a keto-friendly cake today. Said Carla, never.
I was surprised it tasted so good.
It does taste so good.
With enough butter and cream cheese, anything
so
does.
When you think of Christmas, and I've never asked you this before, what is the one must-have food item for your holiday? Like, it's not Christmas unless we have...
Give me...
Okay.
Okay, do I have to narrow it down to just one?
I know, several. They're your top five.
Okay, top five would be... Mama's homemade toffee.
That screams Christmas to you.
Oh, that's Christmas.
Is that going to happen this year?
I'm on a diet.
Is Checker your mother or myself? I'm in town this holiday. I would drive out here for that.
Yes, you would. We'll do some. Let's do some.
Please.
Okay.
I'm here next Saturday.
Yeah, you are.
Feliz
I think you need to get here earlier. Than if we're going to make toffee.
You said 5 o'clock. Okay,
yeah, come about 1. Early. Who knows what we can make between that time.
By the way, I'm sweaty with my collar on. Anyway, what
you
else?
You need a fan?
No. Don't leave for taking.
Well, I'm not going to leave the podcast.
What's your other one that screams Christmas?
Oh, my word. Carla, well, ham. I know some people have turkey, but we have ham
on Christmas. Because you had turkey at Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And... my husband Chuck always says, what's better than ham? More ham.
Oh.
So
he loves ham. I didn't know that about Chuck.
Yeah, so we're having ham.
Okay.
Of course, everything that goes with that, but I don't know. What are you, what are your top five? Well, okay, I just got to one, but.
I don't have top five. I'm a very petite eater, but.
Okay.
Okay. No, I brought them with me today. Our family always makes molasses cookies at Christmas time. Well, sometimes we start early, like Thanksgiving, because it's such a fall cookie. Yeah.
And they're wonderful.
They are good. And I've shared the recipe with other people, but they say they don't turn out like our cookies, like
what
mine.
What do you do?
That's what they've asked, but that, I don't know. I share the recipe. And that's all I know. But anyway, they're really good. So that screams Christmas to me. We always have molasses cookies. And I had a batch in the freezer, and I just get six or a dozen out every time I go visit somebody. I think your husband just placed an order for a batch.
I think he did.
I think I heard him say that.
Yeah, but not just a little bag full. He wants the whole batch.
He did say a batch.
Yeah.
But because he's making me a window seat, he will get a batch.
Or anything else he wants baked.
Pretty much, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that for Chuck because I adore him right now. Well, I've always adored him.
Well, thanks for
especially
that.
Especially today.
Yeah, because he's going to make you a bench.
So I think molasses cookies and Chex Mix always comes out at Christmas time.
Yes.
And I haven't done that yet, but my daughter's placed an order for
and
that.
And it's so. Better when it's homemade.
Oh, always homemade. Yeah, real butter.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And Chex Mix and Chex cereal and all the things. So, yeah.
And the nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have those mixed nuts in there.
Yeah, and like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like it says one cup, but that's not true.
Oh, no, no, no.
You
that's
more.
Not enough.
No. Like, what is that?
You pick out just the nuts alone on that one.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I know.
Or they pair it with a wheat Chex or a rice Chex, and then that's how you eat it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to... I know you do. So Chex Mix and Molasses cookies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Of course, we always have Mama's Rolls.
100%. We're going to have those tomorrow. Well, I won't be here tomorrow. But
we can put some in the freezer for you for next week.
Please do. Those are so good.
I know. With Mama's homemade tomato preserves.
I've had that, and those are. Did she bring some with her?
I've got some.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
I'll bring that
up. You're the pioneer woman.
Well, no, I'm really not the pioneer
woman. You have, like, deer in your freezer?
Oh, yeah.
You have jam on your shelf?
Okay, maybe
I have. You've got bags of, like, staple stuff?
Yeah.
Like, if there was a, like, let's just say another COVID moment. You could live a long time on what you just have in this house.
Just on the bread that the yeast would make.
You know what I could live on in my house?
Bread.
No, I don't have
nothing,
any yeast.
Nothing.
No, I make brownies and cookies for people.
Oh.
But I have no protein. I have no vegetable.
Yeah, we would have to give
I'd have
you
to come
the,
out here and get me a piece of
some
deer.
Meat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get me a flank of something.
Yeah,
animal
we can do that.
And a hoof to
we
boil.
Know. Real desperate. I have tried to make my own bone broth with the bones of the deer.
Oh,
don't.
No.
No.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, Dylan, my niece, does it all the time.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I
don't
know she's
happened.
Into bone broth.
Oh, she's into everything animal.
Okay.
Bone broth, the bone marrow.
I celebrate Wanda. I celebrate you today, Wanda.
Yeah.
That piece of cake she has looks amazing.
I know.
She's cute at 87. Okay.
My mom is wonderful at 87, and she's visiting for about 6 weeks.
Does it seem
love
like it?
It. I know. It goes by so fast.
What? I was like, two or down? She's been here 2 weeks?
No, she's been here... She's been here 3 weeks, so we've got 3 more weeks.
Oh, it went by fast.
Oh, it does. It does. Yeah. Especially when we're doing Pilates together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was having to go to Pilates. So, Mama's 87, has Parkinson's.
She's super cute.
Super cute. She does not look or act 87.
Her thighs
at all.
Don't touch.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. I did not inherit that from my mother.
She was a fire starter.
Oh, yeah. Those thighs, they can spark anything.
It only takes a spark.
So, Pilates, you know, I started back actually during COVID and have continued it. And so, when Mama got here, I said, we need to do some Pilates, get you a little stronger and balance and all that. So, she's been doing private sessions.
Yes, that's how I'd have to do it.
Well, yeah.
Private, very private, because I would be laughing. Well, people would be laughing
that's
at
right.
me. I'd be really trying hard. They're like, look at her. Look at her stall three. Look at her trying to stretch that out. Is there stalls? I don't even know.
We're not horse Christmas.
How do you know where to go?
We don't go into stalls.
It seems like I might have to. I don't know.
They are called reformers, and you do have to get on one and lay down.
Yeah, like yeah, you know, a reformer. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But you've seen what I can do in my superpower pants.
I saw the video. I just thought it was a stall, but it's a reformer. Pick yeah. a reformer. Get on a reformer.
Yes.
Choose your reformer wisely, ma'am.
Yes, you do.
I do need to go to Pilates.
Yeah. I want you to go do an introductory session. First of all, it's free. And it's only 30 minutes.
Oh, it would seem like hours.
I think we could not go together.
No. It's a private moment with just strangers.
Because we would be laughing so much at each other. Well, I'd be laughing at you.
And but, I would be fine with that. Yeah, I would understand.
I know you would. Yeah. You'd be laughing at yourself.
Oh, yeah. That's just like me. I could never sit by my dad in church.
Because he laughs. He would make you laugh.
And I would laugh.
Yeah. And so then we were always separated.
Yeah. It was a shaky moment. But anyway. So Pilates is doing well for your mother.
Yeah, Mama. What do you think about Pilates?
I think it's good.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you can continue doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. I do too. You are.
Oh, yes.
You're committed to the process.
I'm committed. I am obsessed.
Oh.
I would say obsessed.
Wow.
Every day except Sunday, and about 2 or 3 days a week.
2 hour sessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost 2 hours of stretching it.
Yeah. Moving that those muscles, getting that core.
But not sky.
Oh, yeah.
But in the sky.
It's called a pike.
Okay. Clearly, I've never been. You're doing a pike in your stall.
Yeah. Right, in your stall. Careful, we might throw you some corn if you...
Just some hay, careful. Please.
In your stall. So, yeah, that's what we're doing even up until, like, the 23rd of December.
Yes.
And then that's the great. 26th of December. Right after. I'm there.
Back.
After that Mama's Rolls and
all the Feliz Navidad stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what we're doing. And what are you doing?
Well, not that.
No.
Well, I'm not traveling this year.
Right. I'm normally staying here with... Your fiancé?
With my fiancé and his family. And we're having family time almost every day, which will be great. And
starting when?
The 23rd.
Okay.
24th, Christmas Eve. Right. 25th is Christmas Day. Right. And then the 26th.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to break up with everybody.
Right.
And have some quiet time and work on the house because the house needs... Yeah. Some touches before April when we get married. So, yeah, it'll be a good holiday season. Yeah.
You got a lot going on, sister.
It's all good, though.
It
is. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
No. No.
That's it.
It's just me and Mama and Chuck for Christmas this year here at the house, which we haven't had a Christmas here at the house in, what did we say?
Like a long time. Years.
2009?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah. Actually, put the tree up.
Yeah, the tree is up. Yeah.
And your tree is up. You have a cute tree.
My tree is precious to me, and it's up. And also, I have a centerpiece that you made.
Yes, you
made the centerpiece. And then I kind of went crazy on trees this year, like a crazy, like a forest ranger, I guess. I have trees, not Christmas trees, but like wooden trees, little fluffy trees, little clusters of trees, like a little forest, like... I was telling Fred, like, look at all these trees. I didn't realize how many trees I had out until I started noticing I have trees everywhere.
You've got the 100-acre forest. Wait a minute.
I have a lot of trees, but I like it.
I
like
it's wonderful.
A lot. But because I'm in a small space, it looks like a lot more trees.
Yes.
But it's kind of homey to me, so yeah.
I love that.
So the trees are up, and then my Christmas tree is up, and
it's a pencil tree.
It's a pencil tree, which is perfect for an apartment.
Yeah.
Next year, I will not be in an apartment, and the tree will be in the kitchen, my pencil tree, and then we're making a special teepee tree for the grandkids next December.
I can't wait
for me to start sewing that. Well, okay.
You mean you can't wait for me to start sewing?
Yeah, I can't wait for Wanda and Shelby to come out and sew it. We're going to have to buy the teepee and then sew on the garland and then put the lights and the ornaments on it.
Are we going to have to get Chuck in?
Yeah, Chuck's going to be involved as well.
For the electrical part.
It's going to be a thing. Yeah. I'll put it on Facebook.
It's going
to be a thing.
And Fred's just going to watch us do it all.
Fred's going to cheer us on because he's a
cheerleader.
Well, he's a natural encourager.
Yeah.
And he'll go, y'all are doing great. Who needs a Sonic drink and who needs a cigarette? I think Carla does. She's about to cuss.
That's
happening next year, but I just want to get through this year, so we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, let's get through 1 year at a time.
Okay.
So, that's what we're doing.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a New Year's resolution right now. We haven't talked about it, but I'm going to bring it up right now.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
The two of us.
Yes.
We're going to try and be in the same state more often next year.
In the same country.
Or it could be the same country.
Yeah.
Because we went to Cozumel together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best time ever. Uh-huh. We need to have at least 6 podcasts next year. Maybe 8. What number do you want to put on there?
I think we should make it a double digit.
Okay.
10.
A bold statement by Shelby Bell. We're going to try to 10 podcasts and increase our listening audience.
And y'all can help us with that. Because if you just share this, then to all your friends, then we'll have more than 13 listeners.
And again, you're not going to learn anything by listening, but you will become like family.
Well, yes, and you'll laugh or not. But if you don't,
it's okay.
It's okay.
We're not going to.
We really
know.
Don't care.
We do care, but we're not going to know. For our bread recipe,
there's no link.
There's no link. We're going to put it on Facebook
because it's from Lucy Lou in Costa Rica, and she just wrote.
Yeah. Going to write it down.
Yeah.
See our picture on Facebook. If you want to make a collar like the one that I have on,
I can give you that. Shelba. I can give you that recipe pattern or whatever it is.
It's a pattern. If it's a recipe, I'm going to start chewing on it.
That is hilarious. So yeah, get us into your contacts and show everybody Carla and Shelba and what's our podcast? A Hoot and a Holler.
A Hoot and a Holler. That's what we do. And we wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
We wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And
you'll be hearing more from us next year.
Oh, yes. Happy New Year. And I guess we'll sign off now.
Yeah, we're going to sign off.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Mm-hmm.